Good morning, good people. This is your boy, Tyson. You already know what this is, GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. We are still in lockdown from coronavirus. We are still in quarantine. From what I understand, we are still suffering from a massive loss. Lots of people have passed away due to the virus. It's getting pretty serious. I'm not going to put out any fake news. I'm not going to put out anything that I don't know. Only rumors and things of that nature are surfacing now. So I'm not going to put out anything or say anything that I don't know. We are still in quarantine, though. I want everybody to stay safe. Keep your hands washed. Keep your hands out of your face. Stay away from people. Stay in the house so we can prevent the spread. Now, I want to know what you guys think. A lot of people are saying this is a conspiracy. A lot of people think that the government is trying to trick us into something. Everybody has their own little hidden agendas. So what do you guys think? What do you think is really going on with this coronavirus? Do you think the government is trying to sucker us into something or trick us into something? Because there's no movement. There's no financial movement, really. There's no business. All the businesses are closing. What do they stand to gain from this pandemic or the scare of a pandemic? What do you think the government has to gain from that? I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on. Personally, I haven't seen any sick. I haven't seen any dying. I haven't really seen any real live information on this situation or on this virus. I haven't seen anything live. So I'm trying to figure it out as much as anybody else is trying to figure it out. Is the government trying to trick us into their own little hidden agenda? Do they have a hidden agenda? So many questions arise from situations like this. Will we be able to go outside again? That's the question of etiquette. When will this be over? How will we know that it's over? Even if the government says it's over, if we sit back and wait for the government to say that it's over, will it really be over? How does stuff like this end? You know, this isn't exactly like a natural disaster, you know, so you can't really say or you can't really know when something like this is actually over. Natural disasters, yeah, an earthquake, you'll know when an earthquake is over. The earth will stop shaking. You'll know when a tornado is over. It'll stop raining, the tornado will stop spinning. But when do you know that a virus is over? How long will it take for the government to quote unquote make a vaccine to cure everyone? How do we even know that testing positive is us testing positive? Like, I ask this question because, again, the conspiracies and the thoughts and the theories that are floating around is that when you go and get tested for COVID-19, they're actually injecting you with the virus. More speculation and things like that. It's up in the air. So I want to know what you guys think. I want to know if you think this is a government conspiracy, if you think that they're injecting us through these quote unquote testings that they're doing for COVID-19. And do you think that there's a hidden agenda here? Because I'm curious, and I'm sure a lot of people are curious to know what's really going on with this virus. Are we going to be able to return to our regular lives? How long is this going to last? Because to be honest with you, a person can only stay isolated and in the house but for so long. My cousin is pregnant. They're giving her the option to either give birth at home when she can be safe and stay away from the COVID and the baby will be fine, or to give birth in the hospital where she would have to stay in the hospital for a longer period of three days because of the pandemic. So it's we want to get back to our regular life. This is getting crazy. We want to know. I want to know when and how will this thing be over? How are we going to return to our regularly stationed lives? How are we going to get back to where we were? I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer. That was just me saying my little part. I wanted to get that out there. Again, I want everybody to stay safe. I hope we all make it through this pandemic, this whole issue, this virus, everything. I hope we all come out on the other side clean and safe. God bless everybody. Love you all. This is Tyson. You already know what it is. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.